I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
Whoa.
Here's Matt. Guns it. Caught. Hurst. Touchdown Atlanta in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown Calvin Ridley. Grady Jarrett got another one.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, Hey, man. Glad to have you listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show, Dukes and Bell. And, man, we got a lot more in store. Michael Duarte is going to join us from NBC out in L.A. We're going to talk to him about the Rams as they get ready for the Buccaneers. I told you guys earlier, they played earlier this year, and it was one of those games the Bucs were terrible. Now, the Rams ended up winning the game, and we kind of forget because it was so early in the year. But, Mike, there's history here where, you know, the Rams won that game 34-24. But they got after the Bucs, man. And so it's not like they can't go back out there to Tampa and handle business and move on to the NFC Championship game.
Right. The new and improved Rams, man, picking up Odell Beckham. Obviously, Vaughn Miller bringing the heat off the edge with Aaron Donald and company. So it's a star-studded team. They always seem to find a way to reinvest and get there. But, you know, now it's kind of time to go next level. I will say this. Mentioned it earlier. They had a bunch of injuries on the defensive side. There were a couple of linebackers out. Jason Pierre-Paul was out. So, I mean, I know that they've got the balanced attack and, you know, Cam Akers, they want to run the football, and they'll be running right at Ndamukong Suh and Vita Vea. So we'll get the story on that. That you could argue, I mean, these are all compelling matchups. It'll certainly be a little more compelling than some of the blowouts we got last week, but what a big game that's going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll do that in 20 minutes, and we'll continue to go around the league as we head towards the weekend for the divisional round of the playoffs. As we talk about this, though, guys, Derrick Henry, Mike, what kind of impact is he going to have? Apparently, he passes the test with contact at practice. He looked good. Mike Vrabel says he's ready to go. So we can assume he will be ready and playing and getting plenty of snaps this weekend against the Bengals.
Yeah, man. And Teresa Walker's the beat reporter said specifically that the foot feels fine and he looks great. So he said he said it was shocking having to deal with the first injury of his career and did the rehab and all that, but now he's ready to rock. And so you may have seen the video of him taking some contact. So I mean, great story. We've talked a lot about the job Vrabel has done, and now you add that weapon, giddy up.
No doubt, man.
Now, by the way, would it be interesting, you know, because now we nothing against Julio. We just want him to do more when he was here and get him and Matt on the same page. Can Julio be a factor in these playoffs?
He should be. He's not the main guy that the Bengals are going to key on. If Derrick Henry's back in the lineup, that's the guy. You know, A.J. Brown is the guy. Right. There's no reason in this role, okay, because Julio's not the number one anymore, guys, that he can't have some kind of impact. And if he doesn't, let's be honest, it's kind of shameful. I would think, you know, if you feel like he can still make plays, he scored a touchdown, I think, in the last game of the season for him. This is what you went and got him for. So, you know, I busted balls all year because he's been hurt and injured, which ironically is what he was here for the last couple of seasons. But if you're telling me you went and got Julio and made a trade and you're now back in the playoffs and the Titans' ultimate goal, like every one of these teams, is to get to the Super Bowl and win it, you better find a way to use him. And he better be able to come through for you, because I think, Mike, he's going to have his opportunities with one-on-one situations. They're worried more about A.J. Brown, and now how do we limit a guy like Derrick Henry.
Hey, I mean, just to bring it back to the Falcons, I mean, the outlier on this one, we had no idea the situation was going to develop with Calvin Ridley. And, you know, Ridley obviously had an effect. It was a domino effect to some of the other receivers. I think we would have seen even better numbers potentially for Kyle Pitts with Calvin Ridley drawing some coverage. But at the end of the day, guys, again, it wasn't like I think you and I joke around. We say it, it comes out of our lips, goes up to the transmitter, comes out the radio, and the Julio fanboys are like, they're busting on Julio. No, guys don't come off an injury where they miss half the season and the next season they're more productive. Show me one situation, with the exception of Adrian Peterson, right, where that's ever happened in the last 10 years. Julio Jones this year, 31 receptions, 434 yards, one touchdown. Alamide Zaccheaus, 31 receptions, 406 yards, three touchdowns. So it is what it is. We weren't being, have you felt we're being mean-spirited and, you know, screwing around with it? Guys don't get older and get healthier. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, and just from
Julio, you know, watch.
Yeah, just from a production standpoint. Well, yeah, you know what? Because if he doesn't score this weekend, what do you say? Like, seriously, if he has no impact on this game going into the divisional round with the Bengals, well, what do you say? I mean, I think it's shameful for them, but it's great for us because we got these picks that we're hopefully going to utilize and try to turn into something. But, Mike, as far as, you know, the production, the guy that would have given you the kind of production wasn't on the field for us for 12 games, and that was Calvin Ridley.
Exactly.
He would have given us, okay, and I'm not just saying this because, well, how do you know? Go look at his numbers. He did what he did in the first three seasons with Julio here. He was a 1,000-yard receiver, and he was a 10-touchdown guy. Now, he ended up getting injured, you know, I think it was two or three games before the end of the season last year, which kept him from the double-digit touchdowns. But there's no doubt, if healthy, Calvin Ridley gives you that this season. Now, there are a lot of rumors out there about whether or not he could be traded this offseason. They're just that, guys. They're rumors. Until the Falcons do it, it's just like with Julio. Right. Until they do it, I'm not going to tell you that that's going to happen. I think it's beneficial for our team if things are worked out. And what I mean by that, Mike, is if we know exactly, did we do enough to help you get through this situation, and are you committed to being on the field? Because I don't want to go into 2022, 23 knowing that you're not committed to being on the field if you still have things going on. If you do know that and there's clarity, we're a better team and not having to deal with trying to go find another number one wide receiver with Calvin Ridley being here.
Right. I mean, as we said, we've tried to be as empathetic as possible, but it's frustrating because there were games where you just needed more weapons out there. And, you know, you think about, like, the domino effect guys kind of took away Cordero Patterson at parts. And, you know, some of this was in some of those games, Carl, we needed all our weapons because we only got the ball like six or seven times in the football game, right? Think about how clock was dominated by some of the other teams in the final quarter of the season. So, look, whatever the situation is, it's hard on the outside not having clarity. You want to check all the boxes and make sure you're not sounding like a jerk, so you don't get the, you know, people killing us. We are fans of Calvin. We've said it a million times. One of our favorite guests. Love the guy. It's what made everything so surprising here. We know mental health is something we don't mess around with. We've said that. But I'm just talking strictly from a football point. If the team is, according to Steve Weiss, there's not a lot of communication. It's hard to envision Calvin Ridley coming back to this team. And it leads to all the speculation, which we're not going to dive into, that other cities they would dive into and make it very personal. We're not doing that here. But all I know is I got to figure, Carl, I'm going into next season without Calvin Ridley. I don't see this as tenable.
Well, and again, I've said you are more adamant about that than I am. I'm still in wait and see mode, and maybe I'm being too cautious about it. Maybe you're right, you know, but the fact is he's inexpensive. I will tell you that if he gets traded to the Patriots, they're going to pay his $11 million because if you trade for him, you've already picked up his fifth year option. That is inexpensive for a guy that's catching 81 balls, catching for over 1,000 yards and 9 touchdowns a year. That's what you're getting. So I think it becomes attractive if you are going to move him to a bunch of teams. And then here's the other thing. Those teams don't have to be committed to giving Calvin a long-term deal. They don't, because the fifth-year option's already picked up. So he goes and balls out somewhere else, potentially. And that team, let's just say the Patriots, go, hey, thanks for your services. He then is going to have to go find a new deal, and he'll get it if he puts up the numbers. But that team's not obligated to give him a new deal. The fifth-year option's been picked up. You're basically renting him for a season. That's what the scenario would be, Mike.
So again, you want to have a have some kind of a handle on this. And if the Falcons are in the dark as we are, then there's no way this guy's going to be around. And then you start to talk about what is the value, second rounder. I don't think you guys just talking on Twitter like guys, that's never going to happen. You're not getting the first round because now there's a question about just fair or unfair. Is this guy going to give me 16 games or 17 weeks of football? Hey, real quick, you see what just broke in UGA?
The big news.
Well, not about Stetson, but about JT Daniels.
Yeah.
So JT Daniels and Jermaine Burton in the transfer portal. Dog Nation's got it. Seth Emerson just hit it up as well. So JT Daniels and Jermaine Burton in the portal. But Carl, Daniels has to graduate first before he can then jump onto another school.
Yeah, in the spring, apparently he is attempting to and is in line to graduate this spring, which means he walks. You know, graduation's what, May? He will be in the portal. There'll be promises made, and then he'll go somewhere and try to play a year, Mike, before making his journey to the NFL. Wish him nothing but the best. It's crazy in the last 7 years that things have not worked out for two of these quarterbacks. You could throw Fields in there as well, but right. Jacob Eason, man, comes, stud, doesn't play because of Fromm, and then this guy
loses his job to injury. Yeah, loses his job to injury, and then Fromm.
And then this guy comes, plays, stud, loses his job. And so, but this is the competitive nature of big time college football. It just is. And, you know, part of me is sad that JT Daniels didn't get a chance to show his ability and all the things that we thought he might be able to do, but you just won a national championship without him. And so, That speaks volumes about how competitive and how hard it is at that level, Mike, to play. Whether it's you're at Tennessee, Florida, Alabama, it doesn't matter. Right. George, we're talking about Georgia because this is where we are. But it's at all these schools, man. When you get guys that come in and, oh, he's going to be great, and then they don't do anything or stuff happens, it's so hard. So hard.
Yeah, and by the way, I mean, I think give the guy credit. There's been so – we talk about, like, the speculation and rumors about Ridley. How about all the rumors that were flying around Athens about what was going on with JT Daniels? Dude didn't make any kind of a fuss as far as we could tell. Everybody's got a theory on this one. He didn't talk to – I mean, Kirby didn't let you talk to media, but there wasn't a lot of stuff coming out of it. He basically took it and rolled with it and wasn't a distraction. I think you got to give him credit for that.
Yeah, it's – so I say big news, guys, because it hadn't been official. And once it becomes official and the word comes official, then it is big news. And we said JT Daniels was thinking about entering the portal. Now it's official. So there it is. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, Falcon Report brought to you by our friends at Domino's.
Domino's, guys. Hey, there's so many great deals. Why don't you take advantage of carryout and save yourself some loot and get that two-minute guarantee? The pizza, your orders will be out there within 2 minutes to you and your ride, or your next order is free. Get the details at Domino's.com.
All right, man, more to come. We're going to talk about these NFL playoffs coming up. Also at 6:20, we'll dive into what Connor Riley had to say about Stetson Bennett and the quarterback situation. He feels like, and this is a guy that covers the Dogs on a daily basis, or writes for Dog Nation, and has been on our show all year long, and Connor has been on it, saying for what he knows about Stetson, he believes he's coming back. Again, not official, but, Mike, you have to believe, again, with this news becoming official today with JT Daniels, we've said this. Why is Daniels leaving? Because he knows he's not playing here. He knows that.
Yeah, and I just think that I know there's a lot of folks out there that are just like, all right, yeah, you won the national championship, first one in 41 years. All right, round the next guy. The dude is proven, and you got to figure Kirby wants to go with the dude he knows exactly what he's going to get out of, as opposed to the superstar five-star.
404-741-0929. Tell us what you think, guys. Let's get a poll question up, and I want to ask our listeners, if Stetson comes back, you know, it's a no-brainer, right? He's our guy. No-brainer. I don't care who's in the room now. I don't care who's coming. No-brainer, because JT Daniels just left. And if you all felt like, well, if it goes bad, we got JT. He gone. Coming up, we'll head to L.A. on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Maggie Gray with
The strong-arm story of the day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Wild card weekend has come and gone. We've got to the divisional round now. And this weekend, we get some great games, including Matthew Stafford, Georgia's own, who's leading the Rams now, taking on Tom Brady and the Bucks. We want to get more on the Rams as we go around the league, guys, and get you ready for this weekend. Michael Duarte from NBC out in L.A. Live. And, Michael, appreciate the time today. You know, everybody here was saying Matthew Stafford had to win. He had to win. And he did win. Okay, now, how has that been received there in L.A.? And more importantly, how has Stafford been over the last few days now that he's got this monkey off of his back?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I think going into this, Matthew Stafford having not won a playoff game in 13 years, and I like that you said, you know, Georgia's own, because he was rocking some Georgia gear leading up to that national championship game on all his Zoom calls with us. But yeah, I think it was the media that was overblowing that story that he never won a playoff game. You know, we were trying to run with that narrative for the week leading up to that game against Arizona, and we were asking not just Matthew Stafford, but his teammates and his coach, Sean McVay, what he thought about that narrative. And, you know, Sean McVay said something interesting. He pointed to that 2014 game when Matthew Stafford was with Detroit and they played the Cowboys, and Detroit was up in that game, and there was a pass interference no call that probably could have iced the game for Matthew Stafford and the Lions. It didn't get reviewed. They weren't able to overturn it. And so we know what happened with history, and the Cowboys go on to win that game, so he remains winless. So, you know, they brought up things like that throughout the week, and then once we finally got a chance to talk to Matthew Stafford for the first time after putting up a mistake performance in that wild card game against the Cardinals, he said, you know, I'm the same guy. I have the same confidence in myself, the same trust in myself. This was a narrative and a story that was more important to you guys, and I'm just glad that it's finally it's over with and can be put to bed, but I'm going to just keep on going the same he's always been. And that's kind of how he handled it. And he kept, you know, doing the cliche milquetoast answers about it's all about the team and it's all about a team victory. It's not about him, even though he will admit that this team, this Rams team full of stars, will only go as far as their quarterback can take them.
Right. It's Michael Duarte, guys, from NBC LA with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Michael, we were looking at the ineptitude of the Lions running backs. We had the stats from the previous 3 years. Nobody even got over like 700 yards. So now he's got the complete package. And how big is having Cam Akers back? Because a lot of those things came off play action in the win on this weekend.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Cam Akers, because that's what Matthew Stafford mentioned to us also today in his Wednesday media assignment. He talked about the fact that there are two different kinds of runners, and all leading up to that Arizona wildcard game, people kept asking me, who's going to be the X factor if they're able to neutralize and take out Triple Crown receiving winner Cooper Kupp from that game? Who's it going to be? Is it going to be Odell Beckham? Is it going to be Van Jefferson? I said, no, it's going to be Cam Akers. And they were like, what are you talking about? And I said, look, Sony Michel has had a great second half of the season. He had 80 yards against the Cardinals in that second meeting that the Rams won shorthanded. Now you're getting back your starting running back, you know, 5.5 months removed from an Achilles tear. And he's supposedly 100% and healthy. Well, we'll see. And yeah, he looked great in the snaps and carries and opportunities he got. I think he had over almost like 30 something plus yards taken away on penalties. So he could have had even a bigger game, but the fact of the matter that you can complement Sony Michel, a kind of tough downhill physical runner, with like a cutting slasher, quick runner like Cam Akers, especially a guy, as you mentioned, who can catch the ball in the backfield and was the recipient of that 40-yard pass from Odell Beckham Jr. When he put his quarterback skills to full on display there. So I think that's a huge addition to this Rams team to now have this two-headed monster running back. And as you mentioned, you know, on Sunday when they face the Bucs, we don't know necessarily who the Bucs are going to have at running back. And the first time they came earlier in the season to SoFi Stadium when the Rams beat them, I think Tom Brady was the leading rusher in that game. So it'll be interesting to see if Leonard Fournette's able to suit up and play in that game, if Ronald Jones II, a USC guy here in L.A., is able to play in that game as well.
Michael, is this team better than the team that won in week 3, in your opinion, 34-24? I don't know if that was a surprise. You got to go back. The Cowboys had played the Bucs, and it was a great game to start the season, and then that was a shootout. And then a couple of weeks later, the Rams just, you know, put it on them, and everybody was like, okay, slow down on the Bucs. Is this a better team now than it was then?
Yeah, I would argue the Rams are definitely a much better team than they were then, and I would argue that you could make a point that the Bucs are not as good as they were then, not because of, you know, anything they've done, just because their injuries, you know. Antonio Brown, we all know what happened with that team, though I think they're going to rally around that. The Bucs could have two offensive linemen, starting offensive right. linemen, out for this matchup on Sunday. I know they're injured and questionable. You know, Chris Godwin, like I said, they might not be having Leonard Fournette or Ronald Jones Jr., so you could argue that way. But for the Rams, the thing that I remember the most, because I was at that game in Week 3 live, that was the DeSean Jackson game. That was the first time that we as Rams got to say, oh, my gosh, look at DeSean Jackson, another L.A. local guy. And now, since he's no longer on the team, we don't even remember that he was on the team when we talk about this Rams team and the way it is now currently. We forget that DeSean Jackson was even a part of that and had that big game in Week 3. So, you know, You did lose Robert Woods, but you were able to fill those shoes with Odell Beckham Jr., who's just played phenomenal since he came to the team. Everyone was talking about he'll be a locker room cancer. He'll be a me guy, a selfish guy. And from what everyone's told me, especially Cam Akers, since the last 4 weeks or so, since he kind of got back practicing and got back in the facility, he said that OBJ is his best teammate, his favorite teammate, and one of the leaders in that locker room right now. So that's a far cry from what we heard about OBJ, in his time with New York at the tail end of his tenure there, and also his last season and a half with the Cleveland Browns. So, I think that from week three, adding Odell Beckham Jr., adding Von Miller, and going through that three-game losing streak in the middle of the season, going through a little controversy, a little turbulence, and to be able to overcome those obstacles and regroup and stay together has made this Rams team better.
Carl, the last time the Rams played the Bucs in the playoffs, it was Sean King at quarterback. And you want to take it further back, it was Vince Ferragamo against Doug Williams. How's that for some names, bro? So it is the GOAT. They are on the road. By the way, Michael, what's going on in L.A.? Are Los Angelinos not rallying? It looked like the 49ers took over SoFi 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and I think that was kind of the perfect storm for that game that happened there in Week 18 against the 49ers, where it was arguably 50-50 Rams-Niners fans. You're talking about the Rams, who had gone in already clinching a playoff berth. The Rams tickets at SoFi Stadium are the most expensive in all of the NFL. So if you are a season ticket holder and you did go to the other games, that might have been a game that you could sell your tickets and try to get some of that money back, knowing that you had a playoff game coming up.
Uh-huh.
So and then also, I will say this, I will defend us a little bit. For millennial kids like myself, or the millennials out there, we grew up in our formative years here in Los Angeles without really a team in L.A. And if you weren't a Raiders fan, if you didn't stick with the Raiders, and you were kind of a free agent, and those Cowboys teams in the early 90s, those Niners teams in the late 80s and 90s, the Green Bay Packers when Brett Favre was on them, there's a lot of fans here in L.A., native Angelinos, who love those teams because they grew up loving them without a team here in Los Angeles. And I think a lot of those L.A. 49ers fans showed up to that game as well. But it was completely the opposite in that wild card game. I would say 90 to 95% Rams fans, just a sprinkling of red. Everybody was waving these yellow towels. So they definitely showed up. And it's funny because I was sitting next to Vince Ferragamo for that wild card game.
Cool.
And we were going back down memory lane and talking about these plays. And I was having to remind him of some of those moments that he remembers. And I also remember that Sean King game when he came in to take over quarterback there for the Bucs in that playoff game against the greatest show on turf. So it's funny that you brought those up.
Michael, we talk about Cooper Kupp. He's finally getting his respect. I saw a bunch of guys, paying tribute to what he's been able to do this season. And we talk about, Stafford going there. But Kupp, how much has he elevated Stafford with his ability to make the plays he's been able to make?
Oh, that's another great point that you just make here. Now, here's the funny thing that I'll say about Cooper Kupp. And yes, the fact that Matthew Stafford has Cooper Kupp to throw to, and we're talking about the fact that Matthew Stafford, at one point had Calvin Johnson to go to, arguably maybe one of the top five receivers of all time in Megatron, just a physical athletic freak. But he had Cooper Kupp, the Triple Crown winner, who threatened a lot of those Calvin Johnson receiving records this year, I might add. He had Robert Woods, who's just a consummate professional. He has Odell Beckham Jr. for the second half. But really, when Matthew Stafford was acquired by the Rams in February of last year, of 2021, the first thing he did was get on the phone with Cooper Kupp. And those guys, worked out. They jumped over fences to work out at high school fields and gyms, wherever they could get together to try to develop this connection and chemistry that you've seen on display on the field this season. I think that's really important that they put that work in. Now, the other thing I asked Cooper Kupp specifically a couple weeks ago as he was on the stretch to win the Triple Crown and have this historical season, receiving season, I asked him what was more, because we all know about his work ethic. We all know he's the first guy at the facility, the last one to leave. We know his work in the gym. But this year was the first time I've seen all of his coaches and teammates talk about the mental side, how smart he is. You guys saw it in that interview that went viral after the Jacksonville Jaguars game, where he literally broke down exactly what the Jaguars defense and secondary was showing him and why he was able to exploit them. So I asked him what has been more important to me. And he told me all of the work that you see physically and stuff, that's all in the off season. He gets into shape in the off season. Once the regular season starts, he buries himself in the film room and devotes himself to tape and to study so he can know exactly what the other team's doing. And that's not just so he can be the best receiver for Matthew Stafford. That's so he can be the best blocker in the run game, the best blocker for his other teammates. That's so he can be a decoy and go in motion. He can do these jet sweep runs. You see when guys double team him, they still find a way to get him the ball. So he's not just the number one fantasy player this year for guys, the fantasy breakthrough guy. He's also been the heart and soul of this Rams team.
It is Michael Duarte, guys, from NBC LA, as we're kind of going around the league. We'll continue to handicap all the big playoff games. And we were speaking earlier about a guy that, you know, he's so mercurial. Is he misunderstood? Does he have to be in the right environment? What's your interaction been like with Odell Beckham? Because it seems like he's in paradise right now.
Oh, yeah, that's a great point. Like I mentioned, you know, that's what everybody thought. Here's this mercurial guy with lots of off-the-field issues, and he's going to bring them into the game. And he has been literally, it seems like, so at peace is the best word I could use to describe just how he's been interacting here with us, with the media. And we've been able to see him in person a lot for our media interviews with him, even though the last couple of weeks have been over Zoom because of the COVID-19 protocols out here. But he just really seems at peace. He thanks God a lot. He's very religious. I think one of the other things that has changed Odell Beckham Jr. is he's expecting his first child here very soon. And he's brought that to our attention in some of his interviews about how that's kind of changed his perspective and his priorities in life. And so I think that's a part of it. But I also just think being on a winning team with a lot of other stars, so it's not all about you anymore. And any issues you might have, they're kind of beget by the fact that you're winning, you're in the playoffs, you're playing well, you're getting touchdowns. He now has 6 touchdowns with the Rams in his tenure here. He just got his first playoff touchdown against the Cardinals, his first playoff victory. He didn't get those things in his time in Cleveland. He wasn't able to play in that playoff game last year. He was hurt. So I think those things have made his time in LA a lot more enjoyable. And I think the fact that he's about to become a father has changed his priorities and his perspective a little bit. And it has allowed his personality to change just a little bit. I think that's natural when anybody becomes a father. Naturally, you change a little bit. You become a little bit less selfish and narcissistic, I guess.
No doubt. Here's the other thing, Michael, before we let you go. Appreciate the time today. He's not the biggest star on that team. Aaron Donald is. He's not the biggest name on that team. That's the other part of it. When you come into a locker room where other established guys who have pedigree and have been studs, you don't have to stand out. And I think that's helping him as well.
Yeah, and as I mentioned with the stars, he works out with Von Miller in the offseason. He works out with Jalen Ramsey and hangs out with Jalen Ramsey. Those guys have similar personalities, I might add. And so when now they're on the same team with you, and these guys are imperative, you know, one of the things I'll bring up real quickly, because I know you guys got to go, was, you know, Eric Weddle, a guy that I've known very well and got to cover him when he was with the Chargers. And then again here when he came back in 2019 with the Rams for that season they missed. He's now back on the team. He came out of off the couch and off the retirement. He's a guy that's a veteran, that's well-respected, that is able to put Jalen Ramsey and guys like OBJ in check. Where young guys and maybe coaches feel difficult talking to them or communicating with them, sometimes you leave that to the leaders and the players on the team. And like you mentioned, so if a guy like Eric Weddle, if Jalen Ramsey, Von Miller can come up to OBJ in those moments where he might get too emotional, he might get too passionate on the field, he might throw a little fit, those guys can keep him in check and put him in check. And they have that team of stars and leaders in that locker room around them where they can do all each other and keep it in-house, check each other, keep it in-house, and not let it overflow or spill over into the media or to the coaches or on the field in the game.
Leadership. Michael, appreciate the time today, man. Great stuff. I'm looking forward to this game. I can't wait to see what the Rams do with the Bucks or how this all turns out. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, I like their chances. I'll be there at Raymond James if you guys need me again. Thanks for having me on, as always.
Thanks again. Yeah, Mike, and I'm glad he laid all of that out.
Right.
You need strong leadership. Guys, we've been talking about this with the Hawks. You need strong leadership. NFL's no different, and you need more of those guys, as he was talking about. It's not just one guy. So
we talked about the culture. I mean, you know, I don't know if any team could handle Ben Simmons' act right now in the NBA, but a strong culture. We're going to talk to Rick Stroud, I think, later in the week from the Tampa Bay side of that playoff game, too.
All right, what if I told you we could get David Ajabo? Yeah, it's coming up.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is Dukes and Bell. We've been waiting, and now it's official. Stetson Bennett has announced he will return to UGA for another title run. He put out on Insta, one more year. And it's the words that everybody's been waiting for. Whether or not he was going to decide to come back, he says, let's roll. Mike, I'm excited. And I'll tell you why. He's proven himself to such a degree that I feel like this gives the Dawgs the kind of edge to maybe do something special next year. I'm not going to give them anything. I know how hard it is to get to the top of the mountain. But when you're telling me that you're bringing back a guy who ran through the SEC like he did last year with minimal mistakes, played at a very high level, in essence had one bad game, and even in that game, it was the defense that failed you. It really wasn't Stetson Bennett in the SEC championship game, and then that same defense came back and won the national championship for you with the big pick six, and Stetson did his thing in the second half and specifically the fourth quarter with those two touchdowns. This is a big deal for Dawg fans, man.
It really is, you know, and I know that the nature of NIL, and some guys saying, I'd come back for $1 million too. I mean, regardless of what he's going to make off the field, the man has proven it. We've talked about this, guys, every day of every week this football season. We talked about Stetson versus JT. Hats off to JT, by the way, for never being a distraction. He's also in the portal that was announced today. But Stetson has proven he can do it. And again, think about how ugly those two first three and outs were. And then, you know, he hits Pickens. Now, the only question will be Jermaine Burton is also leaving. They're a little thin at wide receiver as far as in-game experience. And I know that you'll say next man up. Brock Bowers is kind of like that hybrid now, tight end wide receiver. But, yeah, I mean, Kirby and Monken will come up with something. But, Carl, You know Kirby wants to go with the proven quantity, the proven, I know what I've got. And these guys, I don't want to be mean-spirited. I said I'm not going to do name calling.
Go ahead.
You're a freaking moron if you want to say, well, bro, we're going to lose Brock Vandergrift. Okay, I've got it here. I know what this guy can do. He's won a natty. He's taken on all comers. Carl just laid out the scenario. And if Vandergrift is going to take his ball and leave, then so be it. But it's. I know we always talked about the mishandling of this quarterback or that one. Kirby stayed with it, Carl, and it paid off. And how could you not want this guy back? Look, I watched Chris Winkie play till he was like 28 at Florida State. You know what I mean? Who cares? Roll with it.
Can we hear Connor Riley, who came on with us at 4 o'clock, literally an hour and a half or so ago? First thing I asked him is, what is the wait? What are we waiting on? And literally an hour and 40 minutes later, we get word that Stetson's coming back. Here's Connor Riley from Dog Nation.
I do think he wants him back. I think there's a, like you sort of touched on there, Mike, we know what Stetson is. We've known what Stetson was, you know, over the course of the season. I think that's part of the reason why he went with Stetson over JT. You knew Stetson, yes, he was going to make two or three turnover-worthy plays a game, but he was also going to move the ball efficiently. He was going to be able to create plays with his legs and, when presented the opportunity, take strikes downfield like we saw in the national championship game on the touchdown pass to Adonai Mitchell. But JT Daniels is much more of an unknown whether or not he could consistently stay healthy, something he hasn't been able to do. So while theoretically JT Daniels has a higher upside, just like I think and I know Brock Vandergrift has a higher upside, we don't exactly know what he's going to be under fire in those live rounds. And I think you can even look at what Carson Beck did this year when he came in the UAB game. He didn't exactly inspire confidence in obviously a limited sample size there. So I do think Kirby does take some pride in the fact that he knows what he at least has in Stetson Bennett next year.
I'm in no rush to see an inexperienced guy take over a team that may be championship ready. This is still where George is living. We're in a championship world right now, and we haven't fallen off. This hasn't been a situation where, you know, we're going to lose four games in the SEC next year. We're in championship mode. I have no desire, Mike, to see an inexperienced guy come in and, pardon my French, screw it up. I want to go with the experienced guy. And if the experienced guy screws it up, at least I know he was experienced and I went with what was the right thing to do. But for all this Brock Vandergrift stuff, and again, I'm not taking this out on the kid because he just wants to play like every other kid. Right. He just wants to be where he wants to be in college and have an opportunity. And I think he'll get that. But guys, you just want to chip with this young man. And he's decided to come back because of the 2020 COVID circumstances and eligibility. So be it. He makes your team stronger and better. I don't even know why we're having this conversation. We should be talking about how good the Dogs are going to be now with him returning. Because I got to tell you, if he made the decision to not come back, I would not be as high on the Dogs to do what they did this season, right, Mike?
I mean, like, again, long way to go and injuries aside and all the other things. And, you know, pretty much the team is on the field. You're going to get maybe one or two more guys. If there's surprises coming in the second part of National Signing, that's what Connor told us. But, you know, Schaefer moves on to the NFL. There's some restructuring on the offensive line. But you got a quarterback who can move in the pocket. So I just think, you know, guys.
Plus, look, can I say something real quick? This is the bridge for Arch Manning to get here. So come on.
Right. I mean, Arch Manning could be coming to Georgia. I mean, all the other guys, look, I'm just like the guys out there. I'm enamored with the big five-star quarterback. And why? You and I said it for years. Georgia will never win a national championship until you have that superstar. Well, they just won the championship with a guy that might make it in the NFL as a backup, maybe not get drafted. He's the perfect fit for what they want to do. So why wouldn't you want to have this guy back? I'll never understand the logic behind, and Vandergrift may go to wherever if he does. And you don't even know that, by the way. No one even knows what Vandergrift is going to do. Carson Beckbox, by the way, comes chronologically before Vandergrift, technically in the recruiting tree. Just embrace it. You got a guy. Carl just said it. Alabama's got the best quarterback. They got the best linebacker. They got more upperclassmen. And now Georgia is just taking a big variable out of the equation. It's huge.
It's huge. Stetson Bennett announcing on Insta back, or literally one more year. And he says, let's roll. So that's the word we've been waiting on. More on this coming up as we continue to talk about it for the Dogs as they transition. A lot of guys going to the NFL. But you got a lot of guys that came back that more than expected for me, I'll be honest. Hey, right. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Reliable Heating and Air want to know, is your furnace looking run down? Then enter our Ugly Furnace Contest for a chance to win a brand new energy efficient furnace from Reliable Heating and Air free of charge. Register at 929thegame.com by uploading a photo of your ugly furnace that is still in operation. Okay? You could win. And celebrate the big game. The winner is going to receive a pregame party on February 13th. I'll be there. Me, Carl Dukes, 92.9 The Game crew. Get a new heating system from Reliable for $49.99 a month and zero down. Go upload your photo, guys, and you could win, again, an energy-efficient furnace from Reliable Heating and Air and enjoy a pre-party for the big game on February 13th. It's Dukes and Bell. We're coming back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.